And so I copied theses for some of the students out here. Well, if I see anything written, I know right off whether it's right or wrong. But then when I talk, well,
yeah,
I'm not responsible or something, I don't know.
Well, I tell you, even written, after a while, you get to where you don't know. Because my foreign students write the craziest things. I mean, they come up with the strangest things, things you would never think to say if you're a native speaker, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I actually have to go and ask somebody else if it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get to where I can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so used to talking to them and hearing them say that, I think.
Well, is it hard if somebody's speaking a foreign language? Of course, they don't speak foreign language in your class, do they?
No, they don't. Sometimes
you know, it's really remarkable how they learn our language, but they didn't go into Europe like I did. Now all those little countries join and they'll speak five or six languages, mm-hmm. because they're thrown with it. But you'd think that I would speak fluent Spanish here, because they're all coming up from San Antonio to Austin, and we just have Mexicans all around us.
Uh-huh.
But and their words that I recognize written and all that.
Uh-huh.
That's the reason we have so many wrecks, and you have to be so careful on this highway going to San Antonio. Some of these Mexicans come from the border,
yeah.
And exit means go to them, and they'll come in on an exit, and there you'll be flying down the...
Uh-huh. I'll keep that in mind.
You have to watch those things.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many wrecks have been that way, where they'd go in and exit.
Yeah. And of course, they don't have any insurance or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
Of course, I know alto means stop and all that. In Spanish, you learn those words, you know, just yeah. from seeing them so much. But some of them are so new, and more of them all the time are coming across that Rio Grande,
yeah.
you know, over here to get work. And they're not mechanically minded, any of them. They get a car, they don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there really weren't in Wichita Falls that many Mexicans. We just didn't, I don't know, they don't get that far north, I guess.
No, north and west. They rarely ever go north and west.
Yeah. And so, you know, I took a little Spanish in grade school, but... It's all I can do to read a menu at the Mexican food
uh-huh.
restaurant, you know.
Uh-huh.
In fact, in Dallas, I can read everything on there, and I know
uh-huh.
what it is. But here, there are more words. There
uh-huh.
are more different things,
uh-huh.
and I have to ask what stuff is
uh-huh.
here.
Well, my brother and I, the Mexican consul and his wife taught a Spanish class at night class at the university.
Uh-huh.
Well, her and I got our little primer, and we went over there, and we'd learn our lesson each day. And we'd recognize those words, and we'd recognize them when they would say them. But when they turned around to each other, look at them.
Yeah.
We couldn't anymore understand what they said.
Yeah.
I thought, well, what's the use of learning if you can't hear what they say?
That's what my students do. They sit in the back of class, and they sit in the back there going, blah, 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 blah,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know what they're saying. They're probably talking about me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives me real complex. And they sometimes speaking in Spanish, or maybe it's Arabic.
Uh-huh.
Depending on, you know,
uh-huh.
where they're from. And sometimes, I used to have a class a couple of years ago. Every time I came in, there'd be something written in Arabic on the board.
Oh, sure.
And I never did know what it was.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, it's probably something dirty, you know.
Yeah, oh,
but
yeah,
I
you can't
knew.
Tell. You know, I think that Middle East is getting to be a scary thing. They've got so much money and so much wealth, and I believe they're going to rule the world.
Mm-hmm. It's just scary. Did you hear about the Israeli elections this week?
No, I didn't.
Oh, the guy who won is real hard line.
I know Vance was trying to talk to some of them, and he didn't get anywhere, did he?
Yeah, well, this is going to be one of those people he's not going to get anywhere with, it sounds like. And it is scary, you know, because he's not as flexible as the person before him was.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
Gosh, I don't know what anybody wants to be president for.
Oh, I know. Let's see.